Greetings from brothers and sisters at VCA.
我们从温哥华的弟兄姐妹们向弟兄姐妹们问候。
And peace to all of you.
愿平安临到弟兄姐妹们。
Okay, we'll do this. This morning, the topic that I have is Elijah.
今天早晨我们要交通的题目是以利亚。
In James, it says that Elijah is a man with a nature like ours.
在雅各书里边告诉我们说，以利亚是与我们有同样性情的人。Now,
in many of the Bible characters, one of the most interesting figures in the Old Testament is the prophet Elijah.
在圣经所有的人物当中，特别是在旧约里边，我们觉得最有趣的一个人呢，就是以利亚。We
will not try to cover all of his life this morning.
我们今天早晨不会讲他生活的全部。But
we will want to just look at one experience in 1 Kings chapter 19.
但是我们要从列王记上第19章里边看见他的一个经历。And
learn something from it.
并且从中学到一些功课。Now
in 1 Kings chapter 19, it is after Elijah had a big victory on Mount Carmel over the false prophet of Baal in chapter 18.
列王记第十九章所记载的经历是乃是在第十八章记载以利亚在加密山上胜过巴利众先知之后所经历的。
So let's take a look at 1 Kings chapter 19 and then we'll read 4 verses.
我们要从列王记第十九章的先读四节经文。
Very good. Now we'll ask our brother to read it in Mandarin.
好，我们用中文来读一遍。亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉了耶洗别。耶洗别就差人去见以利亚，告诉他说：“明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。” 以利亚见这光景就起来逃命，到了犹大的别是巴，将仆人留在那里，自己在旷野里走了一日的路程，来到一颗罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：“耶和华啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。” Okay,
I think you know Elijah is one of the greatest prophets of God.
我们知道 以利亚乃是神最伟大的先知之一。He
is one of the two men who never knew physical death.
他是只有两个人其中的一个没有经历肉身死亡的人。Enoch
walked with God and was taken up to heaven.
以诺与神同行就被神提到了天上。And
then Elijah was caught up into heaven without dying.
以利亚也是同样的。 没有经过死亡就被提到天上。He
also appeared in the New Testament on the Mount of Transfiguration together with Moses.
并且他在变化山上在新约当中记载与摩西一同显现。He
spoke to the Lord Jesus concerning his death, which he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem.
并且他与主耶稣基督谈论主耶稣基督将要在耶路撒冷所经历的死亡。Now
in the book of James' letter, he illustrates to us that he was a great and mighty man of prayer.
在雅各书里边，雅各告诉我们说，以利亚乃是一位大能的祷告者。So
in many ways, the Bible reveals that he is an outstanding, powerful man of God.
在许多的方面，圣经都告诉我们说，以利亚乃是神手中一位 杰出的有能力的仆人。But
in the passage that we just read, it was at the most awkward moment of Elijah's life.
但是我们刚刚所读到这处的经文，好像在以利亚他的人生当中最尴尬的一个时刻。He
is neither brave or courageous, but rather very, very human.
我们在这里边看不见他的勇敢，我们也看不见 他是一位非常坚强的人，乃是一位非常普通的人。
Because in this chapter, we find that he is sitting under a broom tree, dejected and disconsolate.
我们在这一章里边看见以利亚坐在罗藤树下垂头丧气。
And that is why the letter of James refers Elijah as a man of like nature as ours.
这就是为什么雅各在他的书里边讲到以利亚乃是与我们有同样性情的人。
For though he achieved such tremendous height of greatness in his faith and in his conflict with the false prophet of Baal,
尽管他在与巴利这些假先知的征战当中取得了因着信心取得了如此大的胜利。
Nevertheless, he was a man very much like us.
然而他仍然是一个像我们一样的。
He was sitting under the broom tree wishing he were dead.
他坐在罗藤树下希望自己能够死掉。
This is a spiritual affliction many of us have suffered from time to time.
这是我们许多的人在经常的光景当中所经历的这个属灵的痛苦。
Now in today's term, after we run into some frustration whether in our work life, in our school, or in our home,
在今天这样的一个很多的我们生活的光景当中，无论是在我们的学校、工作和家庭里边
，and then we find that there is frustration in our life that we become discouraged.
当我们经历了这些挫折的时候，我们就灰心丧气。
And who of us has not fallen prey to such a black mood at one time or another?
我们中间有谁没有在一个时间或者另外一个时间当中进入这样一个黑暗的网络呢？
We would say to ourselves, what's the use?
我们会对自己说，这有什么用呢？
Now, as always, we know that the Old Testament events are written for our instruction.
我们知道所有圣经，旧约圣经所写的这些事件都是为着我们的教训。
And here is one that sets forth somepractical, helpful advice to us on the characteristic and the cause and the cure of despondency.
那这些圣经是为了给我们知道一些这些颓丧的原因和治疗的方法，并且呢，使我们从这些方法当中得到教训。
So let us begin to take a look at the cause of this common affliction that we experience in our life.
所以我们要来看一下这个我们在生活当中经常经历的这样痛苦的一个原因。
What causes us to experience these times of dejection and despair?
我们为什么要经历这些颓丧和失望呢？
是什么？不是为什么？
它的原因是什么？
We know Elijah's ministry took place during the reign of Ahab.
我们知道这个以利亚他的故事是发生在亚哈王的年间。
Who married a pagan woman named Jezebel.
亚哈呢他娶了一个外邦的女子叫耶洗别。
Now in 1 Kings chapter 19, it occurs immediately after Elijah's great victory over the 450priest of Baal on the top of Mount Carmel.
列王记上第十九章乃是记载着他在加密山上得胜这个耶洗别的450个假先知，是记载在第十八章。
Evidently, Elijah expected a different reaction from Jezebel and Ahab following this stunning victory.
很显然的，以利亚在这个时候他期待着因着这样一个巨大的得胜，在亚哈和耶洗别身上会有一个完全不同的反应。
You remember the story of how Elijah has challenged Jezebel to summon all the priests of Baal into a contest on top of Mount Carmel.
我们记得以利亚是怎样，他向耶洗别提出挑战，把他的这些先知都集中在加密山上。
They had built two altars. The priests had laid a sacrifice upon the altar, and Elijah had laid a sacrifice upon his altar.
他们在那里边建了两个祭坛，这些假先知把他们的祭物放在祭坛上，以利亚也把他的祭物放在祭坛上。
And the challenge was that whichever one would pray and ask God to send down fire to consume the sacrifice, he would be the God of Israel.
在那里边的挑战就是，他们向着神祷告，哪一个神能够听他们的祷告，降下火来，来消灭这些祭物？他就是以色列的真神。
You remember the story of how the priest of Baal, went around the altar all day long chanting and calling out to their God.
我们记得这个巴利的众先知，他们整天在这个祭坛，他们的祭坛旁边跳舞，呼喊他们的神。
They cut themselves in the flesh and beat their bodies in order to attract the attention of their God.
他们割伤了自己的肉体，打伤了身体，要引起他们神巴利的注意。
And there is this humorous, aspect of it when Elijah stands by and taunted them.
我们看见那里边，当以利亚在这边嘲笑他们的时候，是一个很幽默的一个画面。
And Elijah said, "Where is your God?"
以利亚对他们说：“你们的神在哪里？”
Has he gone to sleep?Or is he on a journey?
或许他在睡觉，或许他在路上。
Why does he not listen to you?
为什么你的神没有听你们的祷告呢？
And then Elijah poured barrels of water on the sacrifice on the altar of Jehovah.
然后以利亚呢，就在他为着耶和华所筑的坛上浇上几桶水。
At last, as he prayed, the fire came down and consumed the sacrifice, the stone, the wood, the water, and everything else.
所以最后他祷告，就是用火从天上降下，烧灭了祭物、石头和那些沟里的水。
And in this tremendous emotional impact of the great victory, Elijah took the priests of Baal, 450 of them, and put them to death.
在这个巨大胜利的影响下，以利亚就把这450个巴利的假先知都在那边处决了。
And then the nation was cleansed.
整个国家也得到了清洗。
As a result of this great victory, Elijah evidently is expecting that Ahab and Jezebel would be shaken that their idol is some useless god.
因着这个伟大的胜利，以利亚在这里边，他期待着亚哈和耶洗别能够为着他们没有用的神而感到震惊。
And Jehovah was indeed the Almighty God.
能够认识到耶和华乃是那位全能的真神。
And he would expect the two of them would crawl to him in repentance of their idolatry.
他盼望着这个亚哈和耶洗别能够爬着来，在他面前悔改，能够认这位真神。
However, the message from Jezebel is telling him that by this time tomorrow morning, you'll be a dead man.
然而，从耶洗别所来传来的信息是告诉说，明天这个时候，你要成为一个死人。
This message takes him by great surprise.
这个信息让他大吃一惊。
So tremendous has been the victory.So mighty has been the demonstration of power, and so awesome and complete has been the destruction of the idol priests in the victory on the mountain that Elijah evidently felt that the power of evil in this country has been shaken.
这个如此巨大的胜利证明了神强大的能力，在加密山上所取得的这个对巴利先知的胜利应该使这个国家彻底的清醒，应该能够来敬畏神，能够打破这个黑暗势力所有的封锁。
But now comes the message from Jezebel saying that by tomorrow morning I will take your life.
但是现在所传来的信息，耶洗别告诉以利亚，明天这个时候我要你的性命。
As a result, Elijah fell apart at the seams, as we would put it.
因此正如我们所提的，以利亚在这个时候他崩溃了。
The unexpected reply shakes him And is it not true that most of us would be gripped with despair at times when we have been disappointed at some result that we have expected?
这个意想不到的答案让他感到的,
or we have not expected, I should say.
这个意想不到的答案让他感到的非常的吃惊。 我们不是也是如此吗? 在许多的时候, 我们会被这些, 我们想不到的答案而震惊。
Some unexpected turn of events has caused us to lose faith,
有很多的,
at least for the moment.
有很多的时候, 或者是至少在这个暂时的时候, 这个意想不到的答案让我们失去了信心。
We would become discouraged.
我们就在这些事情上感觉到了失望。
Things do not turn out as we hope, and as a result, we hit rock bottom.
事情如果没有像我们意想那样发展的话，我们的信心就进入了谷底。
We feel a dark cloud of gloom pass over our spirit, and we are in the grip of despondent attitude.
我们就被这个阴影笼罩了我们的灵，使我们感到非常的沮丧。
That is always the immediate cause of despondency, disappointment, because of the unexpected results.
这个意想不到的结果，就是常常使我们感到沮丧的那个直接，或者是几乎是它直接的原因。
But it also reveals a deeper reason.
但是这里面我们看见一个更深的原因。If
we take a look at the account of Elijah, we can see that behind the unexpected results, and there is fact upon him, there is a revelation of something that we want to look at.
我们从这个以利亚的故事，我们会发现，从他这个直接的原因里边，我们要看见一个里边隐藏的一个更深的原因。It
is an incomplete trust in his own life.
那就是在他的自己的生命当中没有一个完全的信心。
What Elijah was doing was going along with God as long as God was doing what Elijah expected him to do.
以利亚在这里边所要做的，就是当神按照他所期望的方式行事的时候，他与神同行。
There's no doubt that we reading the previous chapter of the great victory of Mount Carmel, that Elijah knew exactly what God was going to do.
毫无疑问的，当我们读到前面这一章，以利亚在加密山上所取得的胜利的时候，他知道神要做什么。He
knew that God was going to answer his prayer with fire and then follow it with rain from the sky.
他知道神要以火来回应他的祷告，并且呢，神要降雨在地上。
There's no doubt in his mind as he goes through the confrontation with the power of evil on Mount Carmel.
当他在加密山上与这些邪恶势力征战的时候，在他里边是毫无疑问的。
He knows exactly what God is going to do.
因为他知道神要做什么。
The God of Elijah lives.
因为以利亚的神是活神。
But the message from Jezebel has shaken him, because he did not expect it at all.
但是耶洗别的信息使他里边产生了震动，因为这完全不是他所期望的。
In other words, his faith was placed not upon God, but upon his presumed knowledge of God.
换句话说，他的信心不是建立在神之上，乃是建立在他对神的假定的认识之上。
This is frequently the cause of our despondency.
这是我们沮丧一个最经常的原因。We
discover that it is not that we are really reckoning upon God as the all-sufficient one, just like the song we sang.
我们很多的时候就因此能够发现，我们所信心并没有建立在神是全有、全足、全丰的神之上，像我们所唱的那首诗歌。To
do anything that he wants to do.
他可以做任何他想做的事情。
But we are reckoning upon what we expect God to do, and when He does not act the way we think that He ought to act, our faith hits rock bottom.
我们的信心乃是建立在我们期望神能够按照我们的方式行事，若不是这样做的时候，我们的信心就进入了谷底。
Oftentimes we have some preconceived ideas to what God should be doing.
很多的时候我们有一个先入为主的想法，神应该这样做。
We know that the book of Malachi chapter 3 tells us that if we are faithful in bringing in the offering to the Lord, God will open the window of heaven and pour out His blessing upon us. Give you an example.
我们举个例子，在马拉基书第三章里边，神应许我们说，我们若是向他是诚实是信实的，他要想敞开天上的窗户，要赐福于我们。
There was this one time, one of our sisters has been faithfully offering up her offering to the Lord.
有一次，我们中间有一位姊妹，她一直非常非常信实的在神面前奉献。
And then she actually got a government job, steady pay, and so on and so forth.
她实际上有一份政府的工作，有非常稳定的收入。
But then again, because of what we call computerization, she lost her job.
但是我们那个时候知道呢，因为这个计算机化取代了一些人，所以她就失去了工作。
And all of a sudden, she feel that, that's what we are talking about, the despondency that she is experiencing.
所以就她就感觉到我们所谈论的在里边的一个沮丧。
Now, this is one of the causes of despairing attitude among many Christians today.
这也是今天基督徒很多在我们里边失望的一个原因。
Not only the unexpected turn of events, but also the unsuspected trust of our presumed knowledge of God, in which is really not the true knowledge of God.
因为有很多意外的事情发生，我们在对神的信心就受到了考验，并且这个信心呢，不是出于对神真正的信心，乃是我们假定他要做的。
I want to say it again because this happens to me, this happens to many, many Christians today. We trust in our presumed knowledge of God, which is not the true knowledge of God. Is it up there?
我要再说一遍，因为这是很多基督徒所经历的。我们向着神的信心，乃是我们里边假定的信心，不是我们对神那个真正的认识。
I think we will recognize the characteristic very easily.
我们很容易的就可以看见这些事情的特征。
First of all, because of our self-trust, there was this fear which is evident by the flight of Elijah.
首先呢，是我们这个自信使我们产生了恐惧。以利亚的逃跑就是一个例子。
When he got the message from Jezebel, he was afraid and he arose and went for his life down into the desert.
当他接到了耶洗别这个信息的时候，他就起来逃命，并且逃到旷野当中。
Someone defined a Christian to be one who is completely fearless, continuously cheerful, and constantly in trouble.
有的人把基督徒的生命定义成我们是常常的能够无所畏惧，但是呢，我们也能够经常的喜乐，却是经常的陷入艰难当中。
This is what a Christian is called to be as he is living out the adequacy of the life of Christ indwelling him.
这就是基督徒我们之所以呼召，要从我们里边活出主耶稣基督他自己那个生命的丰盛。
But the desire to run, which is frequently evident in our life,
但是我们的生命当中呢，会是常常经历这种逃跑的光景。
This is like what Elijah did.
这就是以利亚所做的。
There was this fear that came upon him.
因为在他里边 产生了恐惧。
We are afraid to face what is in front of us.
我们害怕面对眼前的事。
We are afraid to face the circumstances in which we find ourselves in.
我们害怕面对我们所处的环境。
We want to run. We want to get away. Go someplace else.
我们想要逃跑，我们想要避开到其他的地方去。
And yet, have you ever noticed that the one thing that Jesus said to his disciple over and over again, and that is, fear not.
但是我们是不是注意到主耶稣基督一直对他门徒们一直重复的一句话，不要惧怕。
This is the one thing that Christians is not permitted to do.
这是基督徒所不允许做的一件事。
Why?
为什么呢？
For fear indicates that we have ceased trusting in God and start trusting in ourselves.
因为惧怕使我们停止了对神的信任，开始相信自己。
The whole explanation of this account of Elijah lies right there.
在这个所有的这个经历当中，以利亚在那边等待死亡的时候。
This mighty man of great faith and courage has stopped his trust in the living God.
这位充满信心满有勇气神的仆人，他开始停止相信神。
Instead, he started to trust in his feeble self.
他开始相信软弱的自己。
And the result is fear grips his heart and he fled into the desert.
因此惧怕就抓住了他的心，使他逃进了沙漠当中。
Now the second characteristic of despondency always is the unreasonableness that accompanies it.
第二个这个特征就是因着这个不信所产生的这个不合情理。
Elijah finds himself under a broom tree.
以利亚在这里边他自己在罗桐树下。
And then he wants to die.
他在那里面想死。
Yet the reason he is running away is because that he is afraid to be put to death.
然而他之所以逃跑的原因是他害怕要被处死。
What an unreasonable, inconsistent attitude it is.
这是一个多么不合情理，多么矛盾的一种态度。
If he really wanted to die, all he needs to do is simple. Just show up before Jezebel, and Jezebel would gladly has accommodated him.
如果他真的就是想死，很简单，他可以到耶洗别的面前，耶洗别就会非常高兴地处死他。
But we always become utterly illogical when we turn from faith to fear.
当我们的信心转变成恐惧的时候，很多的时候我们就变成完全的没有逻辑。
We have become perverse, strangely contradictory.
我们就变成在自己的身上有一种非常不好的一种思想。
Have you ever experienced that or seen it either in yourself or somebody else?
我们是不是在我们自己的身上或者在其他人身上看见这样的光景？
We can give one reason for something and then in the next minute turn around and we'll say exactly the opposite and we see no contradiction to what we said.
我们可以在一分钟之内看见一个光景，但马上转过去，我们的想法完全相反，并且在其中我们自己并没有看见是矛盾。
There is this unreasonable illogic about the matter of unbelief.
在这件信心的事情上，这是一件非常矛盾的现象。
The third mark is the the evidence of this despondent attitude is self-pity.
第三个这个颓丧的原因就是他的自怜。
Elijah said, it is enough, which is simply a neat way of saying that he's fed up with the whole situation.
在这里边我们看见以利亚说罢了，这就是一个用非常直接的方式告诉说他已经厌倦了这个整个的情形。
He feels that he has done his share, and this is all he can take.
他觉得他自己已经尽力了，这是他所能够成就的一切。
He has, in another word, reached the limit of his capacity.
换句话说，他已经达到了他自己能力的极限。
Have you ever talked like this in your life?
在我们的生命当中，会是不是也有这样的光景？
Self-pity is the mark of falling from faith.
这个自怜就是我们从信心中滑落的一个标志。
And then there is another one called self-trust, which is always the result in us feeling that we have bought a great share of the burden and we have come to the end of our resources.
另外一个呢，就是一个这个自信，是觉得我们自己有所有的这个资源，但是呢，常常是来到这尽头。
But the one thing that the word of the Lord clearly tells us is that we are to reckon in the divine resources.
但是神一直告诉我们的一句话，就是让我们要来倚靠他自己那个神圣的能力。
When we put our trust in God, we will never reach the bottom of the barrel.
当我们把自己的信心放在神的之上的时候，我们就永远不会枯竭。
This is what 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 says, God is faithful who will not allow you to be tempted above all that which you are able.
就像哥林多前书第十章十三节所说的，神是信实的，他必不叫我们所经历的能够过于我们所承受的试探。
Yet so many times we think we have come to the end, and it is more than we can take. But God knows better.
但是很多的时候，我们已经觉得自己已经走到了尽头，达到了我们能够承受的极限。但是神他更知道。
But the truth is, God is not through with Elijah.
实际上，神在以利亚的身上的工作并没有结束。
There was more in his ministry ahead of him.
在他前面还有许多的职事和服事。
Including the remarkable episode when he was caught up into heaven by the chariot of fire.
包括他被火车火马接升天那个非凡的经历。
He would have missed this if he died in the wilderness.
如果他在旷野里边死了，他就会错过这一切。
And the great and remarkable things about this event is that the prophet Elijah never did die.
这个先知他的伟大的之处就是他从来没有经历过肉身的死亡。
God had this blessing in store for him.
神已经在他里边为他预备了这个祝福。
So Elijah should never say it is enough.
所以以利亚他不应该说罢了。
And we should never say that either ourselves.
我们自己也不应该，永远不应该这样说。
And then there is this self-mocking if it is up there.
另外呢，就是这个自嘲。
Why did Elijah add these words?
为什么
I am no better than my father?
为什么以利亚在这里边要说上一句话，说我不能够胜过我的列祖呢？
Because he is indulging in that miserable perverse delight of insulting himself.
因为他正呈现在自己侮辱自己这个痛苦的感觉当中。
Have you ever done this to yourself?
我们是不是也做过同样的事情呢？
I'm sure Elijah would have resented it if somebody else would say that you're no better than your fathers.
我想如果其他人对以利亚说你不如你的列祖，他会不满意的。
But he loves to say that to himself.
但是他喜欢对自己说这样的话。
What is this strange perversity that makes us love to pick wounds in our own ego and then enjoy the pain of it?
这是一个何等奇妙的一个反常的行为，就是让我们能够在自我挑剔的当中找出我们自己的悲伤，并且呢能够享受这样的痛苦。
It's very weird, right?
是一个非常
But this is what we do.
非常非常奇特奇怪的一个现象，但是我们常常这样做。
This is what Elijah did.
这就是以利亚所做的。
He was tormenting himself, feeding his own wounded ego.
他正在那里边呢折磨自己，喂养自己因着自我所产生的伤害。
And enjoying the feeling of self-torture that comes from it.
并且享受由此折磨所带出来的感觉。
In addition, there is this self-justification.
另外呢，就是一个自我的辩解。
You see it in his rehearsal of his defense when God asked him twice, "What are you doing here?"
所以我们从他在神对神回答当中，他好像自己在心中排练了一个对答。当神两次问他的时候
，Listen, this is what Elijah said in verse 10. I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts.For the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altar, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they now seek my life, to take my life.
我们听一下他在第十节是对神的回答。我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你约，毁了你的坛。用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的性命。
And then in verse 14, he repeated the same thing word for word.
然而在第十四节，他又一字一句地重复了这句话。
You can see what is happening here.
我们就可以从这边就看见到底是发生了什么。
He has been rehearsing this little story again and again in his mind.
他在他自己的心里一次又一次的来演练这个小的故事。
In case somebody asks him, how are you doing today? He is ready to pour it all out.
在有人问他说你今天怎么样的时候，他会把自己这心里边的完全的倾吐出来。
What is this?
这是什么呢？
This is called self-justification.
这就是自我辩解。
And coupled with that, with the deep,pessimism.
在这之上又加上了一个深深的悲观。
You know what he said? He said, I, only I am left.
因为他说我现在只剩下我一个人了。
The picture is utterly black as he sees it.
当他在他的眼中来看，这个光景是一片漆黑的。
In other words, self has blocked out God.
换一句话说，他这个自我已经把神挡在外边了。
There is no ray of hope for the future.
在未来没有一点希望之光。
And we can see that, we can see that he feels that God has done nothing and is planning to do anything. Is not planning to do anything.
我们这个时候看见他以利亚以为神没有做事情。并且神没有计划做任何的事情。
And he feels that he's all alone.
他感觉到自己完全是孤单的。
Do you recognize this now?
我们可以看到这样的光景吗？
Notice the cure, from God.
我们看见了在这边神向他的医治。
The wonderful cure that God set forth for us.
我们也看见神向着我们那个奇妙的医治。
God's answer to this overly strained prophet comes in three distinct levels. Physical, emotional, and spiritual.
神对着这位非常紧张恐惧的先知有三层的答案。一个是身体上的，一个是情绪上的，一个是灵里的。
Here we see that God in his grace moves to meet our need.
我们在这里面看见神在他的恩典当中，他要行动来满足我们的需要。
God's care for us is always for the whole man.
神对我们的关心乃是一个全人的关心。
Let's take a look at the physical first in verse 5-7.
我们要从第七节来看，到第七节来看到在身体方面神的医治。
Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly,An angel touched him and said to him, Arise and eat. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coal and the jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. Verse 7, And the angel of the Lord came down the second time and touched him and said, Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you.
他就躺在这个芦藤树下睡着了， 有一个天使拍他说起来起来吃吧，他观看就看见头旁有一瓶水与炭火烤的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。第七节，耶和华的使者第二次来拍他说起来吃吧，因为你当走的路甚远。
The first step in God's program is to care in God's program of care is to feed Elijah and put him to bed.
第一件神要在这边对他的医治呢，就是让他睡觉吃饭。
God meet his physical first.
神要首先来满足他身体上的需要。
How wonderful and practical God is.
我们的神是何等的奇妙，又是何等的实际。
For half of Elijah's problem here is that he was suffering from sheer physical exhaustion.
因为我们知道以利亚所遇见的难处中间可能一半是因为他身体的疲惫。
He needed a good meal and a good night's sleep.
这时候他需要吃很好的一顿饭，好好的睡一觉。
And I'm convinced that much of the time when we are suffering from despondency and distraction, the first step of cure is this very thing, that we need a good night's sleep.
我相信在很多的时候，当我们遇见这种颓丧失望的光景的时候，我们首先需要的是好好的睡一个晚上。
And the second step is emotional.
第二就是他在情绪上的医治。
In verse 8,It says that, so he arose and ate and drank, and he went in that strength of the food 40 days and 40 nights, he went in that strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights, as far as Horeb, the mountain of God.
第八节告诉我们说，他就起来吃了喝了，靠着这食物的力走了40昼夜。到了神的山，就是何烈山。
We know that Mount Horeb is another name for Mount Sinai.
我们知道何烈山是西乃山的另外的一个名字。
Where the law was given.
那里边神颁布了他的律法。
God evidently sent the prophet there. It does not directly say so, but it is implied that it is under the leading of the Lord that he goes there.
神在这里边派他的先知到西乃山去，虽然圣经并没有说，但是我们看见是神带领他回到了西乃山。
Why does he go there?
为什么他要去那里呢？
Because Sinai is the place of holy memory.
因为西乃乃是就是神圣记忆的地方。
It is a reminder to Israel of God's power and God's grace.
那里边记载着神在以色列人身上所行的能力和恩典。
Elijah went back to the place where Moses stood before the rock.
以利亚回到了那个地方，是摩西曾经站在磐石面前的地方。
And in that great rock, it gushed forth water, which is a picture of the living water.
那个大磐石涌出了水，乃是活水江河的写照。
Christ, our rock, pour forth into the life of those who come to Him.
基督乃是那个磐石，要把这个生命的活水赐给一切来到他面前的人。
As He stood at the foot of the mountain, that shook and trembled under the might and power of God.
当他站在这个山脚下的时候，整个山因着神的能力而震动。
He could not help but be reminded emotionally now of the tremendous adequacy of God.
他没有办法情不自禁地就想到这位神是一位何等大能的神。
It showed him here that what God can do.
他在这里边就表明了神所能够做的。
The third aspect is spiritual healing.
第三个方面乃是一个属灵的医治。
But God take care of the physical and the emotional first, and then He move on to this spiritual.
当神医治了他的身体和情绪的时候，神要开始医治他的灵。
In verse 11 and 12, it says, Then He said, go out. God said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind torn into the mountain and broke the rock in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice.
第十一节和十二节，耶和华说：“你出来站在山上，在我面前。”那时耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石。耶和华却不在风中，风后地震，耶和华却不在其中。地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中，火后有微小的声音。
What does this parable means to Elijah?
这个比如对以利亚来说是一个什么意思呢？
The prophet went out and a tremendous hurricane swept around the mountain of Sinai. So strong, so powerful that the rock began to crumble and fell around the prophet.
当先知出去的时候，有一场剧烈的飓风在卷在西乃山上，这个风是如此的剧烈，以至于岩石崩裂，落在这个先知的周围。
I doubt if this bothered Elijah in the least.
我怀疑这个对以利亚来说没有丝毫的打扰。
And I think the power and brutal force of that storm matches the storm that is raging in his own heart.
因为在这外边的飓风和他的残酷正好对应了以利亚心中那个风暴。
There is nothing to indicate that Elijah was afraid in the least.
我们在这里边看见以利亚没有丝毫的惧怕。
And following this great tempest came the earthquake and the earth shook beneath him.
在这个飓风过后就有了地震，岩石在他的脚下震动。
There is no natural disaster that is as fearful as the earthquake.
没有任何其他的自然的力量比地震更可怕了。
But he was still not afraid.
但是他仍然没有惧怕。
After that, a tremendous electric storm with the lightning that split the sky with fire.
这之后有一场巨大的风暴，随着闪电、火光撕破了天空。
After the fire, there comes a gentle voice of stillness, absolute silence.
火后却有微小的声音，是一个绝对的安静。
And in that silence, the prophet is aware that God is moving.
在那个安静当中，先知意识到神正在工作。
Now, what does this parable mean?
这个比如它的意思是什么呢？
It reveals to us, I think, much of what was going through the mind and heart of Elijah.
我认为他显示了以利亚心中他的思念当中的大部分的想法。
Elijah was very eager for God's welfare, for God's purity.
因为以利亚他是非常渴慕神的祝福，渴慕神在这个国家中的洁净。
As we often do longing for the spiritual revival of the Lord.
我们也常常为着主盼望着有属灵的复兴。
But no wind came. No wind came.
但是没有风来到。
Nothing was happening.
没有，好像没有什么任何的事情发生。
He hoped for a political earthquake that would overflow the throne of Ahab and Jezebel and destroy the idol around. But no earthquake came.
他盼望着一个属灵的地震能够震动这个国家，除去亚哈和耶洗别的政权，除去那些偶像。
But there's no earthquake.
但是没有地震。
He longed for a searching, scorching fire of judgment coming down, consuming the forces of idol worship in that nation, but none of it had happened.
他渴望能够有一种彻底的像烈火一般的审判临到这个国家，能够除去这些偶像，但是仍然没有什么发生。
However, he was to learn that still small voice of it.
然而他要在这个微小的声音当中，
that God is awakening the conscience of people.
神正在借着这个微小的声音来唤起人的良心。
Brothers and sisters,It is quite wrong for us to assume that whenever God is at work, there must be blood, fire, noise, smoke, and power.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们一直以为如果神的工作，那里边一定有火、有血、有大的声音、烟雾和力量，那常常是错误的。
No, God often works when things apparently are at a standstill.
不是的，神很多的时候好像在外边这些不动的光景当中，他仍然在工作。
Oftentimes we find that when nothing seems to be happening, but in the resources and the activities of God, the greatest things of all are happening, and this is the way God works.
神工作的方法乃是当我们很多的时候认为外边没有工作的时候，神乃是他在他自己的丰富和他的能力中仍然行事。
We know that the mightiest physical force on earth is, let's say, the nuclear bomb.
我们知道在地上这个世界当中有一个非常强大的力量，比如说原子弹。
As far as man is able to reckon, the mightiest force that he knows anything about is the silent, noiseless,power of love, God's love.
然而对于人所能够完全认识的，那世间最伟大的力量乃是神那个无声无息的爱。
When God's son came to this earth 2,000 years ago, he did not come with a roar that the whole world would reckon him.
当神的儿子在2000多年前来到这个地上的时候，他没有咆哮而来，他没有让全世界人都认识他。
In fact, Isaiah 53:7 says, He was oppressed and he was afflicted, and yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearer is silent.So he opened not his mouth.
正像以赛亚书所告诉我们说，他受欺压受苦的时候却不开口，他像羔羊被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
God has his own timing for his work. This is the way God works. This is what we need to begin to learn.
神有他自己的时间，有他自己的工作的方式，这是神的工作，我们需要认识到这一点。
We need to know that when God seems to be doing nothing, the greatest things are taking place.
我们需要认识到，好像当神没有做任何事情的时候，那伟大的事情正在发生。
Think about Paul in that prison in Rome.
我们想一想保罗在罗马的监狱里。
As he was writing to his friends those long, painful prison letters.
当他在那边写那些又长又痛苦的给教会的书信的时候，
Little did he know that these letters he was writing almost in desperation of communication were in God's purpose.
他可能并没有完全认识到他这些书信当中与神之间这个交通所带来的结果。
God uses his prison letters to change the entire history of the world.
神用他的监狱的书信改变了整个世界的历史。
You see, when nothing is happening, everything is happening.
所以我们应该看到当外边没有什么发生的时候，一切都在发生。
Notice one other thing. Not only did Elijah learn of God's way, but we need to learn of God's resources.
我们要看见另外一件事情，就是以利亚他不仅要学习神的道路，他也要认识神的丰富。
When Elijah was despairing of the future, God was actually planning for it.
当以利亚正在绝望当中的时候，神已经正在未来做计划。
There was Hazael, the new king raised up in Syria, to punish Israel.
神正在叙利亚升起了一位新的王哈薛，要来惩罚以色列。
And there was this Jehu, a new king in Israel, to purify the land.
并且在以色列要兴起一位新王耶户，要洁净这个地方。
And then there was Elisha to be the new prophet to proclaim the word of God with the greater power. In fact, the Bible said that he has doubled the spirit of Elijah.
神正在兴起一位年轻的先知以利沙，要继续传神的信息，并且呢，他有更大的能力，因为圣经告诉我们说他得到了双倍的灵。
In addition to that, 7,000 men throughout the land who were faithful to God and never bowed their knee to Baal.
除此之外，还有7,000人是未曾向巴利屈膝的。
Elijah was saying, "I only I am left."
以利亚在这里边说，我现在只剩下我一个人了。
Little did he know God's resources.
他对神的丰富知道的甚少。
And my friend.How little we reckon the might of God in our midst.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们在我们的环境当中也是很少了解神的丰富。
How often in our own life we feel hopeless. We feel that God is not doing anything.
很多在我们的生命的光景当中，我们觉得是完全没有希望，我们觉得神没有做事。
One of the best piece of advice I have heard,When you are complaining about your circumstances and how God was not doing anything, is to come home or to go home to stand before your own mirror.
我所得到的一个最好的一个建议，就是当我们绝望，觉得神毫没有做任何事情的时候，就是回到家，站在镜子面前。
Take a good look at what is in the mirror, and then you say to God.
我们好好的看看镜子里边那个人，然后对神说
：“You see that man or that woman there? That man and woman is too much for you, God, to handle.”
我们对神说：“你看看镜子里边这个人实在是太难对付了，神都没有办法。”
Maybe you say, "My problem at home, at church, at work are too big for you, God."
或许我们说我们的问题。在家庭、在工作、在教会当中的问题，对神来讲是太大了。
Far beyond your wisdom or strength,
远超过你的智慧与能力。
Of course, this is the little saying that really drives the point home.
我们知道这个荒唐的说法就已经能够足够的说明问题了。
God moves with undeviating purpose throughout history, both.Individually and among his people.
无论是在个人当中，在神的选民当中，神在整个的历史当中都以他自己永恒不变的旨意来行事。
In the current indiscriminate attack on civilian by Hamas on December 7,
在10月7日，在哈马斯的攻击当中，
无差别的攻击，不是Indiscriminate attack of civilian.
在这个哈马斯这个对就是以色列这个民众毫无留情的这个残酷的攻击当中。
You know that God is still in charge of the affair of this world.
我们知道神仍然在这个世界的事物当中掌权。
Remember Romans chapter 12, it says, Vengeance is mine. I will repay.
因为我们记得在罗马书第十二章主说深渊在我我必报应。
The ultimate cure for despondency is to reckon on God's adequacy whether you can see it or not.
无论我们能否看到对于至于这个颓丧最重要的一个方法就是认识到我们的神乃是全有全足全丰的神。
This is the great lesson for Elijah and for you and for me.
这对以利亚来说 对你我来说都是一个非常重要的教训。
When things seems to be going bad and nothing seems to be happening, when things seems to be quite the opposite of what we expect,
当这些事物正在变坏，当我们觉得好像什么没有发生，我们或者这些事物与我们的期望完全相反的时候，
Brothers and sisters, we are to lift up our eyes from the situation unto the Savior and reckoning upon His wisdom and resources.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们当把眼光转向这位全有全足全丰的神，要相信他的力量，相信他的智慧。
Remembering this account of Elijah, that God accomplishes His purpose and He cannot be stopped.
我们要记得以利亚的故事，神要完成他的旨意，并且他是不会被阻止的。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
我们一同有些祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, what a reminder this is to our feeble faith to rest upon you.
阿爸天父，我们何等的需要被提醒，我们这些软弱的信心需要建立在你自己之上。
In your might and power, you're able to move despite what the human heart may say.
在你自己的力量当中，你可以在我们的心里边做人所不能做的工作。
You turn the heart of man to suit you.
你是人心能够转向你。
The heart of the king is in your hand. You turn it whichever way you will.
君王的心在你的手中，如同垄沟的水。
We pray that you would remind us of this.
我们祷告，愿你来提醒我们。
Teach us that in your planning and season, there comes a time when nothing seems to be happening. But in these times, our faith look up to you.
让我们能够被提醒，在你自己的计划和工作当中，虽然我们看不见好像有任何事情发生，然而你在工作。
We reckon on your faithfulness.
我们要依靠你自己的信实。
We pray that this lesson that Elijah learned is a lesson that can implant in our heart unforgettably.
我们祷告，愿以利亚在这边所学到的功课能够在我们的心中铭记。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。 Amen. Amen.